And now for something completely different. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. So let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God's in charge of this crazy bus called The Christian Journey. First, sometimes when I teach a message like this one, like the one I'm about to share, I notice it makes some people uncomfortable. It's not because they dislike me. It's not because I have any ill feelings towards them. They don't have any ill feelings towards me. Instead, I have a very deep passion for discussing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, whom I perceive and I understand through Scripture as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one and one in three. It's interesting when I delve into teaching about the Holy Spirit, how so many individuals become uneasy, which is quite peculiar to me because Jesus himself frequently taught about the Holy Spirit. So in essence, what they may be expressing is a little bit of discomfort with the teachings of Jesus. Next, I'd like to begin by giving an unusual nod to Pastor Robert Morris in this introduction. He authored an excellent book titled The God I Never Knew, which I found to be a fantastic read for understanding our communion and our connection with the Holy Spirit. I've had the privilege of interviewing Pastor Morris on this platform, in this studio right here, and one critical insight he shared from his book stood out to me. He mentioned a wise pastor who cautioned against those who preached about the Holy Spirit. That pastor was wise and awesome, but he was also wrong. Finally, the crux of this particular teaching revolves around comprehending how to walk in the Spirit. When I refer to the wind, I'm speaking metaphorically about the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Being led by the Spirit can sometimes be more challenging than we prefer because we want to ensure our responses align with God's will. Thankfully, we have the Word of God inspired by the Holy Spirit to guide us. This discernment is key in understanding how to walk step by step with the Holy Spirit.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. See, now, if you really understood Spaceballs, you would really understand merchandising. Anyway, we'll just forget that for right now. Here's the bottom line. It's not professional radio. You guys should know that by now. It's hardly radio, just being honest. But we are asking you, what do you think? So you can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us during the show live, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. You can do that too. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, that's like reading a verse, hearing a verse, coming across a verse, and then later in the day, you hear it, see it, or come across it again, thereby knowing, a message. What do you think?
Thank you, I guess.
See, but that's a cool thing. It's like a reaffirming. Mm-hmm. So when people talk to you, it's like reaffirming. It's like it's an affirmation. That's where you go. So all these compliments, which, by the way, you owe me $350. Anyway, all these compliments are just so you can know that's what they feel like when they're talking to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy Wednesday, David.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much. You can see he's coming into his own. Wait, you see, so we're going to do this thing. It's called Jake's Take. But we're not doing it yet. Okay, I'm just telling you. So it's only going to be a couple seconds, but it's funny because I want him to have that so he can have stuff on his own. Okay, let's go back, though, real quickly. Here it is. Maybe you've got a prayer request. Don't sit there and frown. Bring it to your brothers and sisters. Let's pray. Maybe it's something really simple. Maybe it's something really complex. It doesn't matter because we don't answer it. God answers it. And he cares about the simple and the complex in every other part of your life. If it's important to you, he knows. So you can contact us that way. We can pray for you. Maybe you've got something going on and you just want to share. This happened. The Lord did this for me. I know it was the Lord. Don't have a lot of opportunities to share that. I just want to share it. Or I've shared it before. Really blessed people. I just want to share it. Awesome. We want to hear it. We just love it. Anything that points to and acknowledges the Lord, fantastic. Awesome. That's how we think about it. Maybe you're just in the mood. You're in the mood and you're like, I'm ready, man. I am ready. I just want to get into it. Let's do it. So we're going to give you a little bit of an easier one to go on this one, since the last one was so complex. What was Jesus's first miracle? What was Jesus's first miracle? And by the way, saying that he didn't, you know, beat up his brothers is not one of them. Okay. So don't do that one. Okay, they didn't beat up his brothers, who probably weren't very nice to him. Anyhow, what was Jesus's first miracle? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. That is another thing you can do. We will be praying for Israel, as the scripture commands us to pray for the peace of Israel. We're going to do that probably in the next segment after. First, we're going to get into this and start the ball rolling. We do have somebody that's ready to answer. Is that correct? We got a thumbs up. Thumbs up. Let's go ahead and send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary.
Hi, Gary. How are you today? I'm doing pretty good, Gary. I'm recovering a little from my frustration on the stuff that's going on in the world stage, and I'm having a higher level of trust in the Lord. And I think that what happens is, and I don't know if you've gone through this, and maybe you can even help me on it, but is this part of me that wants to have the all human response. And then I think, you know what? God is in charge, and he knows exactly what to do and how to do it, and he rules in the affairs of men. And then that kind of settles my spirit. Like, okay, you know, I got to trust him. He knows what to do and what to do. I need to be praying, but he knows how to handle it. So I think I'm doing better because of that. How are you doing?
Well, I'm about the same.
Okay.
I'm going to keep praying.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to keep doing. We're going to keep praying for you, okay? In fact, when I pray for you, I got to pray for my daughter's family because they pass sickness around like all of us, when you go to a Chinese restaurant and you turn the wheel and everybody shares in the food. That's how they pass the sickness. One of them gets sick, then they all get sick. So we're going to pray for them as well. But first, let's do the triv question. We need to do that first. And here it is. What was Jesus's first miracle?
It's believed it was the turning water into wine.
That is correct, Amanda!
At the wedding at Cana.
For the wedding at Cana, the first thing Jesus did was talk water into wine. That is a good opening miracle for people to pay attention to you. I'm just saying, people be like, wow, did you see that? Awesome job, great job. And I know you knew that answer right off the bat. Let me pray for you, and then I'm going to lump my daughter in there praying for you, if that's okay with you, brother.
Okay.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. And man, Lord, I just have great confidence in you because you are awesome. You're fantastic, and we are going to keep praying for our brother, and we ask you to heal Gary. We don't ask you just to kind of touch him. We do want you to bless him, but we want you to heal him in a way that can only be defined as miraculous by anybody who knows him. That's the level of healing we're looking for. And we ask you to take some of that and pour it on my daughter and their family because, Lord, they're just really good at sharing the wrong thing. And so we ask you to bring healing into their lives and let all of them be full of grace, full of joy, fully blessed, and fully healthy. We ask you to pour it out upon Gary, our precious brother. We ask you to bless him and let him know what a blessing he is to us. We pray for him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And I'll keep praying for all of you, and God bless you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. Bye-bye. All right. Great job by our brother. Okay, so here's what we're going to do because I am always messing this up now. All right. So I guess we will go ahead and pray for Israel and do the DNA. So we'll do DNA first, then we'll pray for Israel, then we'll break. Then we'll come back and do the message. But you're not getting away from the message, so that's not going to happen. So let's. You want to do DNA first? Let's do DNA first, and then we'll pray for Israel, okay? So DNA are the building blocks, and people are like, you always do it, and you do it a lot. I know. And you know when I'll stop doing it? When it's no longer necessary. When is that? When he returns. So just keep on listening because that's what's going to happen. DNA, our building blocks as we are of Christians, what we should be doing every day to help us continually build and grow in the Lord. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. Spend some time. Every day. Every day. Whether it's you just go in there. Now listen, I know this is going to sound really, really, I know this is going to be super bizarre. You have to learn in your relationship, right? Just like any relationship. So Noelle and I have learned a lot about each other over time, right? There are times where we go into the living room, and then she's got to debrief me on everything that happened at work, okay, because she's frustrated about it, okay? But that's, you got to just learn to listen. There's times where her and I get together, and we don't say anything. We're just in each other's presence. And then there's times where I'll share something, there's nothing, there's no one code. It's a relationship. It's alive. It's not an organization, it's an organism. So in other words, think of it as life. Pray that way. Sometimes go before the Lord and just say, I just want you to know I'm right here. Don't say anything. Be still and know that I am God. The scripture says, ooh, that's D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never be ashamed. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I return in glory. I'm like, oh, bad plan. Don't ever, ever do that. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. So stepping it up on the behalf of other people, praying for them, caring for them, sending them a text, an email, sending them a note. You know, Sally Kirkwood and Noelle send each other notes. It's just like one of those things. You keep doing that. Why? Because it tells the person that you care. You're a part of their lives. It's a blessing. And we encourage you to do that and to take on other people's lives into your own life. Like we said yesterday, if you add other people into your life, you will have more life. I love that. That's a really cool sign. Okay. Okay, now, here's how we're going to close this out. We're going to pray for Israel. I've already told you guys, and I'll tell you again. On the website is a link that says it's our responses to the attacks on Israel. There's two different responses. We encourage you to check that out. Please don't do that right now, or you can. I guess that's okay. But one of the big things is Psalm 122:6, praying for the peace of Jerusalem, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to pray that the Lord protects the apple of his eye. So let's do that and pray. Father, we come before you right now, and it doesn't take us much, Lord. We just look at your word, and we can see. We can see what you're saying. You say it in Numbers chapter 24, verse 9. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 9. Israel is the apple of your eye. And what we pray for is for all of them to have wisdom, to have protection, to have understanding, and to have peace. I'm not going to tell you how to do it, Lord. I don't know. I know all these people, and I do get frustrated, God. I hear all these people, all their advice, all their wisdom. I have none. They don't either. We need your wisdom. Let your wisdom be the wisdom that they operate with. Let it be your peace, your protection, your grace, your mercy, because nothing is impossible with you. Pour out your peace upon Israel. We pray as your people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll take our break, and then we will come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then, the show starts. And you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience. Only for the brave of heart and the bored.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And you're thinking, that's a great verse, Dave. What does that got to do with Thanksgiving? Right? Because that doesn't have any application except for God is pictured here as always was, always is, and always will be. And a person who is walking in the dynamic of continually giving thanks is looking at their past with thanksgiving, is looking at their present with thanksgiving, and is looking at their future with thanksgiving, because God has operated in the past, the present, and the future, and you have a past, a present, and a future. And when you look at your past and you operate with thanksgiving, and you look at your present and you operate with thanksgiving, and you look at your future and you operate with thanksgiving, you're operating in those principles with God. And if you look at your past with thanksgiving, guess what you won't have? You won't have bitterness. And if you look at your present with thanksgiving, guess what you're going to have? A trusting and a confidence. And if you look to your future with thanksgiving, guess what you're going to have? A hope for a better tomorrow. All these principles operate if you will continually walk in thanksgiving on every aspect and element of your life. You won't be bitter. You'll be trusting God and walking in confidence. You'll be looking for a better tomorrow. You'll be operating in the principle of faith. You'll be honoring God, and you'll be setting yourself free in your partnership with God. How can that be bad? How can that be bad? I mean, it blow my mind. Crying out loud. We should be thanking God for, oh, but this terrible thing happened. But look how God brought you through it. This terrible thing is happening, but look how God is bringing you through it. Hey, when they start shooting Christians, look how God took you out and brought you to Him. I mean, it's like it's all together. You can't escape this. If you look at your life with the continual feast of thanksgiving, you'll have a continual feast.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're going to do our trivia question. Add a new little segment in the middle of it all. We'll get into the teaching. Don't get overly excited. It's real short, but it should be fun. Trivia question, though. I think this is a good trivia question. You know, the last one's a little easier. This one's a good one. Here, answer the rest of this. Now, there's three replies. You got to pick which one is correct. Where sin abounded, what happened? One, all died. Two, grace much more abounded. Or three, all repented. Where sin abounded, what happened? Number one, all died. Number two, grace abounded. Or number three, all repented. If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, David, at hemustincrease.com. davidspoonexperience.org. So those are all available for you. Now, you remember, I'm using a new... So I have, like, multiple trivia books, and I like this one that gives, like, three answers, because when there's one that's really, really dumb or dopey or something, I cross it off and make up my own. So I think that's funny. But in the meantime, this is a good one. I think it's a straightforward question, and we do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. It's Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jay. How are you doing?
Doing all right. It's a nice day outside.
Do you need prayer? Are you going through that same thing?
Oh, yeah. That's never going to end.
Yes. No, it will end. I say it will end in the name of Jesus.
I heard your last. It will, no matter what.
That's right. It will. It will. Yeah. But all right. Let's do the trivia question, and then we're going to pray for you. Is that cool?
Sure.
Okay.
What should we say then? Should we let sin increase?
Okay, so here it is. Where sin,
so grace will increase.
That's a good one. Where sin abounded, all died, grace did much more abound, or all repented?
Grace abounded.
That is correct! Am I now? So even when we're like, oh, man, we're just blowing it worse and worse, grace comes flying through going, it's a good thing I'm here with a cape in my strong arms as Super Grace because I'm here to help you.
There you go. There you go. Super Grace. I like that.
Let me pray over you, my brother. Okay?
Thank you.
Father, we come before you right now. I lift up our brother Jay, and I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ that he would see the hope and that the hope would break the darker clouds, that he would see deliverance, not just in the sweet by and by, Lord, which we look forward to, but here in the land of the living, he would see redemption and deliverance from his circumstances, and that he would have full confidence in the faithfulness that you are with him and that you will help him. And even when he can't do anything about it, he can still lean on you to get him through. We ask you to bless him in that, strengthen him in that, empower him in that, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And David, I can lean on him. I do lean on him because I lean on people like you that I know love him. It's obvious in your life, and it's obvious in the lives of those who do love him, and I appreciate you letting me lean on you.
You got it, brother. That's what we're here for, to help one another. You got it. Anytime. Okay?
Beautiful show. Keep it up.
Thank you, bro. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to do a little something, a little different. It's not a big deal, but we don't have any music for it, right? Because we didn't really think about this. But I just dropped it on Jacob today. This is a sports review, and you'll understand why when he talks. This is called Jake's Take. Jake's Take. Tell me, Jacob, anything interesting happened in your life last night?
I went to the Rangers versus Orioles game 3 of the divisional series.
Okay.
And Rangers won 7-1.
7-1. Now let me ask you, who scored first? Did the Rangers score first?
They did.
Okay.
They did.
So when they scored first, did you then think okay, you need 50 more runs, or do you think no, we're going to get this? I mean, you know what I'm saying, how do you do that?
Well, they scored one to start the game, and then quickly after that it got up to 5-0. Once it got to 5-0, then I was feeling pretty good about them winning it. But it's the first, now they're in the American League Championship, and it's the first time they've been there since 2011.
Yeah.
So 12 years.
Yeah. So now then that's Jake's take. You think they're going to go all the way? What do you think? What's your take? Little hesitant.
It's tough. Yeah.
Little hesitant.
It's tough. They're either playing the Minnesota Twins or Houston Astros. If they play the Twins, I think they will make the World Series. But the Astros
could be tougher.
Yeah, the Astros have had their number all season, so
okay.
I think it'll be tough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Jake's take on the sports. Just keep aware of that. Good job, by the way.
I'll have to make like a jingle or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whenever we do that segment, we can
anything come up with. And we're not going to do it every day, but we'll do it when there's something significant.
So. Right, for sure.
You got it. Okay. All right, let's get into this. Okay. All right. Look, I love you guys, and I'm only going to teach this because I think it's helpful, and not just for you. It's helpful for me. It's helpful for me to reaffirm my own understandings. This is a kind of important part. So I'm going to speak a scripture. I'm going to give the the address. I'm going to read what the scripture is, and then I'm going to comment. So this isn't going to be your typical, but just bear with us, and we'll see where the Lord takes it, which is the whole point. You don't always know when you wake up where the Lord's going to take the day, right? You know that God's in charge. So your job and my job is to walk hand in hand with the Lord. What do we know for sure? That God gave us the gift of Jesus Christ, demonstrating his love for us, that he gave his one and only son, his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we accept Jesus Christ in our lives by faith. He's in our heart. That's why he knocks on our heart. That's why there's the reference, by the way, to the church, not even to unbelievers. It's to the church, where Jesus says, "When at the door, at your heart, and I'm knocking on the heart of your, the door of your heart." And when we say, "Yes, I surrender, I repent," and there's people that argue you have to say this, that. Okay, when you get it and get in, whether you need to do a lot more repenting than somebody else or a lot more believing than somebody else or whatever that process is, where you yield yourself to God, to the testimony of Jesus Christ, and to the truth of the Word of God, the Holy Spirit takes up residency in you. What is the Holy Spirit going to do? The Holy Spirit's job is to continue the ministry of Jesus here on earth. Jesus, in his glorified form, isn't in 9,000 places at once. The Holy Spirit's doing that as the continuation ministry of Jesus. Ephesians 2:22, it says this, "And in him," referring to Jesus, "you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." What? You are becoming a dwelling where God lives by his Spirit. Is that corporate? Yes. Is that individual? Yes. It is both of those. And so now we have to understand, okay, but then what takes place? What's going on here? I want to understand what the process is. Well, Romans 8:14 says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." That's a statement of sonship or daughtership. It's actually a statement of childship. But it's a statement saying, if you're led by the Spirit, that just demonstrates you're with the Lord. That's what it says. And in fact, being led by the Spirit is a comfort. But the real issue comes down to Galatians 5:25, pretty straightforward. "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." So that becomes the question. How do you keep in step with the Holy Spirit as you're walking? Right? I'm going to leave it there. I'm just going to let you think, wait, you can't leave it there, Dave. That's a tease. Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Isaiah chapter 63, verse 8 through 9 says this. He said, "Surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me." And so he became their savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed. So I want to make sure you understand, we've talked about this before, you've heard some of my testimony. If you want to really get a better handle on my testimony, I'll shamelessly plug the Broken for His Glory book, which contains the testimony, but you can get it for free if you do it through Kindle, and then otherwise it's like $7 or something. Oh, that's not very much. It's a kind of a fascinating journey on becoming saved and then going through bad churches or a bad church and then coming back into good church. Right? That's not always easy to do. One of the big premises of the book and of my entire Christian journey is a passage like this, which says, "He said, surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their savior. And in all their distress, he too was distressed." I think it's important for you and I to understand the level to which God has put himself or placed himself. He's not incomplete without us in the theological term that God can exist completely independently and doesn't need us, but he bears with us or connects to us in such a way that he feels with us. And so I think it's important for you and I to grasp that when Paul was on the road to Damascus, and then the Lord appears to him, right? And we've talked about this before, you know, knocks him off his donkey and blinds him, okay? Now you just have to imagine you're on a donkey, bammo, you're on the ground, okay? Okay, not on a comfy table or a comfy chair or a comfy bed, on the ground, and you're blind. So this is a real wake-up call. And then Jesus says to him, Saul, before he becomes Paul, you know, why are you persecuting me? And what does Saul say? He says, who are you? Right? Because this is like, you know, this is, you know, outer limits stuff right here. And then Jesus goes, I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting. Ah, but the irony behind that is that Jesus made the identification with the church because Saul was persecuting the church. But Jesus goes, I'm the one you're persecuting. Now see how he connects himself to the people. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your next trivia question. After that, I'll send you up to the website. After that, we'll get back into the Word. How many men did Gideon's army, let me say this again, with how many? I knew I did. The one word was wrong. See, one word changes the whole thing. With how many men did Gideon's army defeat the Midianites? With 300, 3,000, or 30,000? With how many men did Gideon's army defeat the Midianites? With 300, with 3,000, or with 30,000? A lot of going on there. Do we have somebody that wants to answer their trivia question? Is that a thumbs up? Yes, it is. Let's go ahead and send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. It's Will Rogers.
Hey, Will Rogers. How are you?
I'm great. I hope you're better.
I'm doing really, really good. I'm doing good because I'm staying comforted in the Lord, but I am doing very, very well. It's wonderful to hear from you, bro.
And good to hear from you. I'm getting a really weak signal on the radio because I'm way down here at Central Texas State Veterans Cemetery. Had my eyes leak a little bit for a funeral we had.
Ah, brother. I hope the Lord comforts. God is a God of comfort, and I hope he comforts your heart, bro. I know.
And the family, too.
Yeah. It's a hard – it's always hard. I mean, from the divine point of view, it's a lot simpler. From the human point of view, it's a lot more emotional. There's no question about it. So, bless you, brother.
I'm calling on the trivia question.
Okay. Ready? All right, here we go. How many men did Gideon use to defeat the Midianites? 300, 3,000, or 30,000?
Well, he started with a whole bunch, and he kept weeding them down until he came to 300.
That is correct, Amundo! That's an excellent job. Now, I'm going to do a backup question. You don't have to know this, but this is a good question. Do you remember why God kept whittling it down?
Well, so he gets the glory.
Exactly right. That's another one. Yes. That's it right there, because everybody's going to think, oh, we did it. We did it. It's like, no, no, no. This is all the Lord. So there was just no way it could be anything else but a miracle. That's exactly why God allowed it to happen that way. Excellent, excellent job. Hey, can I pray over you for comfort?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. The whole audience joins their faith with me. We lift up our precious brother, Will, and we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that as you have identified yourself as the God of comfort, you would pour that into his heart. And that by receiving that, he could be a comfort to others. But Lord, it's hard. And it's nobody's trying to make anything simple out of it. We're asking you to do what only the Creator can do for the creation. Bring comfort that is unexplainable so he's at peace. We ask you to bless him in that, encourage him in that, and let him know what a blessing he is. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Excellent job, brother. Excellent phone call. I really appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. God bless you. All right, so make sure everybody be praying for Will. He's a good, good man. Got that? Okay. All right, so I do want to send you up to the website, and but then we are going to jump back into the teaching instead of doing the other stuff. So on the website is, I don't know, stuff. Okay. There's a response to the attack on Israel. There's all this other stuff. You got to check it out. Even at the very bottom, there's a video that Joshua produced for Cowpunch, and it's funny. I think it's funny. So you check all that stuff out, and sometimes you smile, sometimes you read something and you cry. And then while you're there, if you feel like, hey, I want to contribute, it's real easy to do. So please do so. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
Really, I got to, you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me, I know this is terrible. It reminds me of Bert when he comes into the bed. So he doesn't like jump, like just like, you know how a dog will go, like we have a lower mattress so he can get up so it's not as hard or whatever. So he bounces. He's just like boing, 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 boing. That's like the dog.
That reminded me of Bugs Bunny. And then I thought of, I can't remember his name. Is it Elmer Fudd?
Elmer Fudd, yeah. Right.
I'll get that pesky wabbit.
Yeah, pesky wabbit. Yeah, exactly. There you go. All right, good job. All right, here we go. I want to go right back into teaching because I want you to have an answer to this because I get tired of, you know, this is the kind of stuff, and this is going to be hard for some of you. So I'm saying that, I'm laying the groundwork so that you know when I say this, you're not like going, oh, right? Okay, we just talked about walking with the Holy Spirit, being led by the Spirit, keeping in step by the Spirit. And the real question is, how do you do that? How do you keep in step with the Spirit? I'm going to give you the core and then move it backwards. So just follow along, all right? And by the way, this has nothing to do with you, oh, the Holy Spirit has abandoned you. No, the Holy Spirit didn't abandon you. The Holy Spirit is, when we have difference of opinions on when the Holy Spirit enters people. I understand that. I appreciate that. I'm not even talking about that. Here's what I want you to hear on how to walk in step with the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13:14, which you should already have highlighted. What? Yes, you should already have it highlighted. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Stop right there. Do you think grace and Jesus is a valid point? Yes, I do. Well, there you go, right? So you know the rest of it's valid, right? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. Do you think God loves you? Yes, I do. Well, then you would think that's a valid point, and whatever else is going to come is a valid point. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The what? The fellowship. The what? The fellowship. What's a fellowship? Two people in the same boat. Fellowship. Here it is. You learn to walk in the Spirit in keeping in step with the Holy Spirit by communion with the Spirit. Now you're sitting there thinking, well, how is that possible? The Father is in the Son. The Son is in the Spirit. The Spirit is in the Father. The Spirit is in the Son. The Father's in the Spirit. Just keep going. It just keeps going. The three and one, one and three. And so there are times, not all the time, but there are times where you are not only permitted, but encouraged to say, Holy Spirit, lead me. You can't talk to the Holy Spirit. Really? You never sang that song about the Trinity? Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Didn't you just do that when you sang that praise song? Oh, okay, so I guess you did do that. So what I'm trying to say is you got to be careful because what people do is they try and make this get really weird, and I don't want it to be weird. Don't let it be weird. Here's what you got to know about fellowship with the Holy Spirit, right? It's not even really that complex. 1 Thessalonians makes it pretty clear, 5:19, that we should not, let me repeat this, we should not extinguish the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? Put the fire out. The Holy Spirit's seen as wind, as fire, so on and so forth. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will be urging you, guiding you, directing you, and you put the fire out. Don't do that. Why? Because there's no reason to do that. You're quenching the Holy Spirit. What are ways to quench the Holy Spirit? Well, sin is an excellent starter. Where you're not repentant of sin, you're not actually opening up the door to be led by the Spirit, are you? Because you're operating in sin. But wait, I like Ephesians 4:30 much more. I mean, I don't like it much more, but I mean, I think it's much more accurate in the relationship. It says Ephesians 4:30, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. The Greek word is very simple. It's not even complex. It's to make sad or to make cry. What do we do that makes the Holy Spirit cry? Here's the answer. If Jesus is standing next to you, whatever your thought is, whatever your word is, whatever your action is, would that make Jesus cry? Because the Holy Spirit is the continuing ministry of Jesus. And so if it would make Jesus cry, it's making the Holy Spirit cry. Making him sad. And what does that mean? What is that? How does that operate? And I use this illustration. I don't care if people don't like it. That part doesn't matter. But it's easy for me to understand, and I need easy because I'm an idiot. Between heaven and earth is a pipe. And in this pipe is this free-flowing between us and God. Jesus is on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. The Father's at the center of the throne. The Holy Spirit is in us, and the flow of the Holy Spirit's in that pipe. Well, the more sin we have, and the more we grieve, and the more we quench, the more mud we put in the pipe, and the less the flow goes. Okay. There's no reason for that to be complex. That's like, okay. I mean, we need to be aware of that. Now, how do you know if what you're doing is in sequence with the Holy Spirit? Listen, the Word of God is the plumb line. The Holy Spirit, with mankind, wrote the Bible. So you can always have the plumb line to know if you're in sync. But if you're operating in this, I'm going to do what I want. And most of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, when the Lord's convicting you. Well, let me say that differently. When the Holy Spirit's convicting you and you just ignore, that's part of the quenching and the grieving. I was like, don't do that. If you want to have a life that is flowing in the power of the Spirit, don't put mud in the pipe. Does that mean God's going to abandon you? No. But you're abandoning the grace and the goodness that could be situationally yours if you keep doing that. Okay? All right. So we're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back and do Triv. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere. Short break. Most of my
life, it feels like since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
What the issue is this guy hears the gospel from Philip, And in that presentation of the gospel is baptism. That is not negotiable in the sense that there's no way you can remove that. And he responds by saying, I want to be part of this family. I want to be connected to this. I hear the good news. I want the grace and the mercy. I want to do whatever it takes to show my response, not just to you, Philip, but to the entire world. I'm a Christian. And that's what baptism does. And while I think it's dangerous to say, if you're not, you can never get in, because I don't believe that's correct, I also think it's dangerous to say, nobody needs to do it. That's incorrect, too. Your baptism is an open proclamation of an inward work. Don't you ever forget, the Lord requires that. If you've never been baptized, get baptized. Don't, oh, we've got to do it right this way. Arrange to get baptized. That's it. If you've never done it, you should do it because it's a declaration of your faith. That's the response to the gospel. You're saying by identifying going down and up in baptism, the end of you, the beginning of him in you. Okay. That just seems like doesn't even seem like that's complex. I think everybody should just go, yeah, okay, got it. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Last trivia question. What was Matthew/Levi's profession? Was he a fisherman, a tax collector, or a scribe? What was Matthew's profession? Was he a fisherman, a tax collector, or a scribe? For those that think these questions are too easy, answer in Greek. What is that? That's okay, right? Okay. What was Matthew or Levi's profession? Was he a fisherman? Was he a tax collector? Or was he a scribe? We're going to get to that caller in just a second. Jacob has given me the Indo-Keta. I want you guys to be highly aware. I need prayer. Two things. I got a small procedure coming November 2nd. Little bump on my head's got to be removed again. That which we call my extra brain, although we keep cutting it out and it keeps coming back. I don't know what to do about that. And then that's going to actually be in office procedure, so it won't be as complex as last time. And then additionally, I need wisdom because I still have two or three books that I'm not juggling the books, but I'm trying to pick between them what I'm going to teach next. And I know we're going to be doing Genesis, still looking at Malachi, still looking at a few other choices. So you're always welcome to share, but I would really appreciate the prayer.
Hey, you're always welcome to share, but I'd really appreciate the prayer.
There you go. All right, this person is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is your little brother.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Well, it's going a little bit rough from last 2 days.
Okay. Is that because of Israel?
No, beside that, personally.
Okay.
My car broke down, and yesterday I found out that the car shop said, hey, you need to replace the engine.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
And the same night, our dishwasher broke down.
Oh, I see. I see. You have one thing going on, then another thing going on, and that's the why is the universe against me moment, right?
Yeah. I mean, here I'm doing a little spiritual warfare for Israel, and here it's happening to me.
We will definitely.
Yeah, but I'm completely trusting the Lord. Yes, as a person, I'm not anxious and worried.
Sure.
I mean, I had a good day with my wife because of all these things, and with my children. So
yeah, we're gonna pray for you. Let's do the trivia first, and then let's bring it to the Lord because.
Okay, the trivia answer is that he was the IRS agent.
That is correct, actually.
It was the
Internal Roman Service.
That's IRS, yes.
Internal Roman. That's too good. All right, man. Let me pray over you. I know you probably heard us talk about Israel. If not, I do have a link on the website you can check out that we have a kind of a something that we addressed. And we prayed for them earlier. But I want to make sure that you stay in sync with that. But let me pray over you because I know that feeling, that frustration. I know that it's not comfortable. So let's pray over it, okay?
Yeah.
Father, we come before you right now. I lift up my brother to you, and I ask you to first to bless him with a spirit of peace and a spirit of comfort. Lord, it's frustrating when things that we have, they don't work the way that they need to. We can't do the things that we're supposed to. It's limiting, and then we feel we're so challenged. And Lord, I first and foremost, I know he trusts you, but no room for the enemy, Lord, to use this against him. No room for the enemy. Shut anything down. Just make him highly aware of the enemy's attacks. Don't let him give even one if, even into his mind. Even what if or any of that, Lord. Keep that away from him. And instead, Lord, show him miraculous provision, how you can take something so small and feed multitudes, and you can take these small things, what little he's got, and make that abound so that he is abundantly satisfied. Help him, help his wife, help his family, help his children, help their situation. Deliver them from the discouragement and replace it with joy. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, David.
You're welcome,
and bro. I'm going to pray for you as well as I've been praying for all the patients, all people that I committed myself. So.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, brother, for the word of encouragement and word of laughter. So thank you.
You got it. God bless you, man.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Be praying for our bro, right? You got people to pray for. You should be listening when you're praying, hearing. So just pray. You don't have to spend 15 hours praying. You can spend 5 seconds as long as you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's the big difference. All right. Now, this ending is going to be different than you think it is. So what I want to talk about is how – I'm going to give you this marker. It's really, really kind of quite fascinating, okay? What I want to talk about is how you know if you are walking in fellowship with the Spirit. How do you know that? And I'm going to tell you, and just going to give you an actual direct answer. So let me read a scripture, and then I'll give you an answer. Ephesians 1:13 says, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. And when you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit." So one of the things that happens is when you get saved and you believe the message of truth, which was given by, because God loves you, given by grace, received by faith, when you believed, you were marked with the Holy Spirit. So how do you know if you're walking with the Holy Spirit? I'm going to give you this straight out answer. When you are struggling to figure out whether you are actually a Christian or not, you are not walking in sync with the Holy Spirit. Oh, I can't believe I dropped that. Where's my microphone? Wait. Okay. Here's what it says. 2 Corinthians 1:22. He set his seal of ownership on us and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Hold on. Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. When you are wondering if you are saved, you are not walking in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Oh, that's just, there's no, what? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5. Now the one who's fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. When you are wondering whether you're saved, you're having a grieving, quenching, distancing from the Spirit. Because one of the fascinating elements that the Holy Spirit brings into our lives is the assurance of our salvation. What? 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. This is how we know we live in him and he in us. He has given us his Spirit. We know we live in the Lord because the Holy Spirit is bearing testimony or witness to that. Does that mean you always do that perfectly? No. But it does mean if you're going through a continual doubt, you're missing something in that connection, because in the Holy Spirit, living inside of you as you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, listen, as you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, if you're wondering if you're saved, well, the Holy Spirit's living in you. It's like you're having a little grieving problem or a little quenching problem, because the Spirit exists in you to help you reflect Jesus Christ and to bring assurance of your salvation. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to give you the indicator. And it's, and what I'm hoping you'll do is go, man, I need to sensitive up. You know how you always say step up and da da da? You need to sensitive up. You need to like go, Lord, I need a little more sensitivity. I need to hear you. I need to connect here. So the Holy Spirit is a part of that assurance. Your faith brings all of that into play. But if you are not listening, and this is, let me help you. This is why you got to be in the Word, because the Holy Spirit wrote that book. And when you read it, you know it's true. So they work together. The written Word by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit living in you are in simpatico, or in, what was it, sync. Simpatico? Is that what it is? Something like that. Okay, here's the thing. You need to be aware, if you're walking on a soft side of being assured, that number one, God never makes mistakes. Number two, the Word stands forever. And number three, you gotta sensitive up to the Holy Spirit. Because as the Scripture said, and we don't apologize for the Scripture, it is the grace of Jesus Christ. It is the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. That's how. Oh, interesting, huh? Very interesting. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.